You know, watching our children grow up from infant to toddler to teenager to adult. I mean, the people that we've grown up with and grown older with in this town, it is a gift to have shared their lives for however long, 20, 30, 40 years, hopefully many more.
This week on All My Children, a celebration of the very last episode of our beloved All My Children. Today on a special edition of the Pine Valley Podcast. To a very special edition of the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. Today I'm not with my beloved co-host, Jordan Hudson. We are separated today, but I'm so happy today being September 23rd, 2011. I'm already going to cry because I'm looking at my titi. The last episode, the very last episode of All My Children we're about to watch. It's 1:18 p.m. Eastern Time. We have the DVR on pause, and we are all waiting with bated breath to watch the last episode. I'm going to try not to cry, people. But I do want to share this with you all, my family who introduced me to All My Children. I got my mom here, Gloria. Mommy. Say hello, Gloria. Mommy.
Your mommy.
My mommy. She's not speaking into the mic, so they can't hear her say hello.
Your mommy.
That's right. My mommy introduced me to All My Children when? 1970.
I don't know.
Sometime around there. And then my Titi Bellin, who is a long time fan. Titi Bellin, say hello to my good friends here from the Pine Valley Podcast.
Hi, friends from the Pine Valley Podcast. I'm hosting All My Children last episode party, and I wish you all were here because it's a wonderful gathering of people who have watched this show and continue to watch it with its ups and downs, but actually it's leaving on a really high note.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Titi, how long have you been watching All My Children?
Since the beginning.
Wait, like 1970, the beginning?
Yeah, that's right. I had my daughter Sandra in 1970, and I saw the first episode.
Oh, my God. And who is your favorite character on All My Children?
I think I know. Of course, my Shiro, Susan Lucci.
My Shiro. I love it. Did you watch
She's like, my age, and she looks wonderful.
So do you. You look beautiful, too.
Thank you.
She had nothing on you, believe me.
No.
Listen, even though I love Miss Susan Lucci, my Titi is beautiful. But hear me out. Titi Bellin has, like, if I open these cabinets somewhere, I will see VHS of episodes.
I'm a huge Jesse and Angela fan.
Woo!
And I do have all these episodes, and I plan on watching them now. Once the show is over, I have to take up my time with something. I mean, I DVR it now, so now when I come home from work, I will sit down and watch all my lost episodes of All My Children.
How many episodes do you think you have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. There's quite a few. There's a whole box full of VHS tapes, and now I also have them on DVD.
On DVD. Recorded on DVD.
So I have this whole last year, I have it taped or on the DVDs.
You know, Titi Bellin shared with me, she shared with me a couple times, something that a lot of the listeners out there have shared with us, which that Brian Franzhold doesn't seem to understand, is that All My Children is appointment television for people. They tape it during the day, and then they come home, and they unwind, and they eat their dinner, or sometimes they even come home from lunch.
And have a glass of wine, too.
That's right. What was your ritual, Titi?
I come home from work, I make my dinner, I would sit down, get all ready, and start playing. And God forbid it didn't tape that day. Then I would be pissed.
She would really be pissed, though.
I would either watch it at, I think it's 8 o'clock.
On SoapNet.
Except SoapNet. Or tape it at 1 o'clock in the morning, if that didn't work. Because this last year, I've had some problems with my DVD.
Or 8 a.m. Isn't it like 8 a.m. the next morning?
Yep.
That is a true fan, people. And this is the kind of fan and this is the kind of viewer that Franz Hall is not going to have with his stupid, fat, dumb chew.
And I tell you, I have mentioned this party to a few people. And I work at a college, and you'd be surprised how many college students have told me, oh, all my children, I used to watch that with my grandma. Yeah. That was a special time between me and my grandma. Oh, I used to watch it with my mother. And a lot of college students back in the day used to schedule their courses or their classes around all my children so that they could be at the cafeteria or wherever.
That's
they
crazy.
Had a TV to watch all my children.
That is crazy.
No, this is true.
I believe it. But that's insane. That's amazing. I have a distinct memory of when I was little, I skipped school. I think I was like 7 years old.
Geez.
I pretended I was sick because I wanted to watch all my children because there was an episode. I don't remember, but there was a little girl that got into a drink. I think Sybil was trying to poison somebody. And the little girl got into the drink. And I was like the same age as the little girl. And the little girl was drinking it. And then the next day, I wanted to know what happened. All right, people, you know I'm an old lady. We didn't have VHS even back then.
No.
You couldn't tape the show if you missed it.
Oh, that's right. That's why. Yeah.
So I tried to be sick the next day because I wanted to see if the little girl died. But I couldn't get it past my mom. She got so pissed at me because she knew I was faking it. She told me, brush your teeth and you feel better. So I brushed my teeth and I kind of did feel better. So I had to go to school. I never found out what happened to that little girl.
Oh, boy. Well, how about Cousin Chrissy?
Well, we got Cousin Chrissy. That's right. You guys have heard me talk about my cousin Chris and her girl Ange. Ange is not here today. I'm very sad that she's not here. But my cousin Chris is here, and she's a longtime fan, and she's also a listener of the Pine Valley podcast. She's going to say something to y'all.
Oh, this pasta Leo is so good. Oh, my goodness.
Are you serious? That's what we have?
That's what we have, pasta Leo's.
I want to have some. Oh, it's with fish, though. I can't eat fish right now. I'm not having fish. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am very happy to be here today.
Cousin Chris is getting a little. She's getting a little shy because we have Juan Pablo. The viewers know that our mic is named. His name is Juan Pablo.
Oh.
He's shiny and thick and big. He's Juan Pablo. Juan Pablo is a little intimidating. He's rather large.
He is large.
What do you think, Chrissy? When did you start? When did you start watching All My Children?
You know, I really don't remember. I just know that I grew up watching it with my mom. And she would always have her cup of decaf with no sugar. And we would sit and we would watch the soap. And that's what I just remember.
And you stayed with it for most of the years, or did you have little, because I had little, what I call donut holes, little Ooh. Breaks in viewership. Do you remember? Like, you were there through, you definitely there through Greeny and Leo.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
I love them.
How did you feel when you saw Leo on screen? Did you melt?
Talk about it. I was literally, I'm not kidding you, I told the viewers, jumping up and down like I was 10 years old. Like, I never jumped so high in my life. I was so happy.
Wasn't he just beautiful?
He was a beautiful
and wasn't that the best acting that she's done in life?
Yes, absolutely. All the viewers will agree with that. We also love Jesse. We were there, too, during the Jenny and Greg days.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I mean,
and Cousin Chrissy won't admit to it, but she had a crush on Tad.
Yes, I did.
And
who didn't?
She was
even though I still love you, Anne, baby.
Well, she was so.
I did have a crush on Tad.
She was so disappointed because one day her Titi Millie told her that she knows Tad and that she was able to get Chrissy in to meet him. And then it turned out.
What do you mean she knew him?
I don't remember how, but I know she went to the ABC Broadcasting Studios.
All right.
And she took Christine, right? Yeah. Or no, or she let you down at the last minute.
Yeah, I didn't meet Michael Emart.
No. She didn't meet him.
I didn't meet Michael Emart.
Cried that day.
Oh, no.
I probably
That's heartbreaking. How old were you, you think?
I don't know. Like
a teenager?
Young,
even younger, probably.
Probably younger than that.
Maybe in her teens.
In your tweens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Oh, I didn't know that about... I didn't know Dickie Billy did that to you.
Yeah. Well, all I could say is that I have loved watching this soap. And to spend this moment with my family is amazing. And I really am heartbroken because it becomes part of your routine and what you love. And
you know these people like family.
Yeah. And there were so many storylines that had an impact on our lives, especially the Bianca storyline with Erica. You know, coming
Tell them,
out.
Chris.
Yeah, well, we kind of went through. We went through the same thing when I came out to my mom. So there were so many different storylines, and I think it was very real. Erica's reaction, and you know, people just sometimes like to you know tease and making fun of soaps, but I think on All My Children, they definitely hit on a lot of the things that really happened in real life. Like remember, Cindy. And Stuart with AIDS.
Absolutely.
You know, that was a great storyline.
That was the beginning of all of these social problems coming out.
We're eating pastelillo, seriously.
Yeah. Of all these social problems coming out, I think that was the very first storyline.
That was one of them, But actually, even before that, wasn't there, because I didn't watch back then, wasn't there like a Vietnam storyline with Ruth protesting the Vietnam War?
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot. All My Children was very famous for tackling that.
It was ahead of its time.
Absolutely. And even Chris, when you got married maybe a year or two after. Was that recent Bianca comment?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they actually end up even getting married? They didn't, right? Because
yeah, they did. I think they did.
Bianca found out the
reason. Right after that, they, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What the heck is wrong with me? What kind of host am I? I don't even know.
I think the thing, though, that breaks my heart the most, and why I'm just glad, is that my mom, I know, is heartbroken, because for a lot of people, it was a moment my mom always said to escape, and just for an hour to kind of, so, Boo, what is his name you call him, Franz Hol?
Franz Hol.
Yeah.
Brian freaking Franz Hol. My Didi gave me an amazing... first of all, it was so funny because we came exchanging gifts to our All My Children last episode party. And I had gotten her the Susan Lucci book with the revised foreword, which includes Susan lashing out at Brian Franzhol. Good on you, Susan. And my Didi gave me the All My Children people special. Oh, that's right, The View. Did you see The View? Did you take The View?
I taped it.
Good.
We got to watch it.
We're going to watch The View today, too. So, anyway, so people, get the All My Children, people celebrate All My Children. It's an entire collector's issue item. It's amazing. I'm so excited to be, I'm like thumbing through it right now and I'm getting the chills. Anyway, listen, mommy,
what?
Do you want to say anything? The woman who birthed me?
No, I'm just...
Who practically gave you all the Pine Valley podcast through her loins?
I'm kind of embarrassed because... I gave up on it for a while because I was doing so much stuff, raising you guys, going to school, becoming a teacher, doing all this stuff.
Learning English.
Yeah.
You speak beautifully.
Yeah, I know. That's so wonderful, isn't it?
It's amazing.
So now,
well, don't worry.
No accent at all.
Yeah, you can take all my VHS tapes and my DVDs
we'll catch
and
you
can
up.
Watch it.
This is my question. Mom, who are you giving your, when you die a long time from now, who's getting the tapes?
There's three siblings, mind you, people.
There's my niece,
it.
Too. Well, I don't
know.
You'll have to share them.
I would like the Greg and Jenny episodes and the Jesse and Angie and the Greedy Neil. Sorry.
I might
give you Cindy a Stewart. I might.
By the way, if you viewers get confused with our voices, it's because Ashley's mom and Ashley's Titi Bellin are twins and we talk alike. So you might be a little confused here, but that's us. and we showed her.
Thank you for clarifying.
Oh,
mommy.
God. And we showed her today.
Because of Chris just started her Diet Coke.
My dress.
What did you say, Titi Bellin?
We gotta get cells on your dress. And And I showed my sister today the episode yesterday's episode between Adam and Stuart, how he is his heart, part of his heart. So that was very emotional, too.
Well, because they're twins and they are identical, so it's very similar. That whole storyline was just amazing to me. I'm so
powerful
and amazing and proud of all of it. Listen, we thank you. We just wanted to share as we get ready this is the pregame show. Is that what you call it? I don't want
Yes, that's what we call it on sports. The pregame show.
This is the pregame show. It is. Oh my goodness, it's almost halfway over. We haven't even started.
Okay.
Listen, we want to thank you for letting us into your home, for letting us into your life. We want to thank all my children for giving us so many years of amazing, amazing entertainment and characters and people just to love and share our day with and just root for and cheer for and cry for. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza, and we will be back with a post-game wrap-up.
Yes. Yes. All right, let's watch it.
Let's watch!
All right. Yes. I don't want to get married. As much as I want to be with you, I don't want to rush into some wedding just to reassure you that I'm not going anywhere.
Finally, you admit it. I wish you the best of luck in L.A. and with the rest of your life. Without me. Give a damn what you need.
This is not the ending I want.
Now you've done it, Hill. You'll never get it back.
Just watch me.
That's my mom's fake crying because we just got through an hour of real crying. We can't cry anymore. This is Ashley Mendoza from the Pi Valley Podcast here with the Mendoza family. Woo! My mom, Glo, my Titi Bellin, my cousin Chris, and me, Ashley Mendoza. We just finished watching both All My Children, the final episode, September 23rd, 2011, and the special edition of The View. I'm not sure which one I like better. I thought they were both great.
Yeah.
What did you think, Titi?
I kind of like The View better because I left with an empty feeling kind of with the last episode. But
tell us why. You can share with us why. Well, because basically what she's referring to is the ending of
The ending.
Titi's referring to the fact that, you know, we saw JR in the halls of the mansion with the gun deteriorating, and then we had a great moment where everyone's partying, everyone's, like, laughing and talking and stuff at the Chandler going away party, and you see Erica Kane chasing after Jackson, who has just dumped her because she can't commit to him. When is she going to commit to this man? What the hell is wrong with her? Why can't she get married to the man, have a nice honeymoon, and then go and do the movie? What is wrong with that? Anyway, we see her chasing after him, and she said, what did she say to him? I love you. I can't be without you.
And I need you.
And Jack says, well, frankly, Erica, I don't give a damn what you need. It was very Clyde Gable, Gone with the Wind. And then all of a sudden, he walks out the door, and she's running after him, and you hear one gunshot.
Yep.
That's it, right? And then black. Yeah. It was like the ending of The Sopranos.
That's right.
Do you remember when what's his name? Tony Soprano looks up and the screen goes black.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. How do y'all feel about it?
I don't know.
Cousin Chris, how do you feel?
I don't know. You know, I really thought, did you guys think that Erica would be the last scene, though? Like,
Yeah, that's, Yes.
I mean, I know that she was in it, but I thought, like, she might be saying something to everybody. Like, Tad was doing the
heart. Tad gave a speech.
Which was appropriate.
Beautiful speech.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I just thought that Erica was going to have that moment.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not used to watching Erica on the way out running after somebody.
Running after a man, no less.
That's what I'm talking about.
But at the same time, she always gets what she wants. So maybe the idea of losing to her wasn't, you know, something she could do. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, I just wonder if it's going to really move forward with the online. Because
yeah,
if that was, if this is it, then I think I'm going to feel empty.
Yeah, it's, that someone was saying, someone tweeted, I think it was Soaps in Depth tweeted, that if this was the ending for a continuation of the show online through Prospect Park, then it was a great ending. If it the show doesn't happen online, then it was the worst ending ever. That's what they said. I think that's astute. Very astute. Moms, you know what astute means?
I think so. Explícame.
Explícame. No, you are a fan of the show, Moms. Come on now. You know what astute means? It just means astute, but we like to say astute. Get it?
I thought The View was amazing, though.
Yeah, The View was good.
Oh.
We saw Greg and Jenny and Angie and Jesse together.
Oh, my goodness.
Then and now. Did you see them in that prom scene?
Was Angie wearing a curtain?
I don't know that she was wearing.
Oh,
it did.
It looked like a curtain.
It did look like a curtain or something. It was so funny. Or like a tablecloth kind of thing.
But you could definitely tell the emotions of the actors, how much it has meant
to
them.
Yeah,
and working with one another and... You know, for your favorite, Ashley, Leo.
Oh, my God. Seeing him on The View.
She was melted.
Was
she always melts with him.
I love me some Leo. I love me some Josh Duhamel. I was so right about him, Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson was not an early fan. And now he's a fan. Now that he's big and famous.
Yeah.
He's going to get so mad at me when he hears this. So, Titi, but did you... I mean, I feel like when we were all sitting here that we really enjoyed the last episode for the most part. Like, for the most part, it was really... I really did
no,
love
it. Was
it.
At, actually, I thought everybody looked beautiful
yeah.
and they looked handsome.
Yeah.
It was nice. I was waiting. I really thought it would end with him shooting a few people and then they would be laid out and then that would be the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, me too.
And then you have
like slow motion?
Right. Who lived and who died and then leave it at that. You know, we've had so many catastrophes on that show. You know, the... tornadoes and stuff, and I thought it was going to end like that. But
yeah, or the even like the when Natalie bombed the, or I'm sorry, not Natalie, Janet from Another Planet,
yeah.
when she bombed that part, what the heck was it? The masquerade ball.
Yeah.
She bombed it. It was like slow motion and bodies flying everywhere. I kind of would have liked that better, but just was really a strange ending to an otherwise great show. Like, I really loved, we were talking about the Chandler party when it was happening, that it was so... Like, it felt very All My Children, like a big gala, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone was dressed beautiful, everyone looked beautiful, everybody was there, nobody was missing, you know? It was really, I love that, and I love Brooke proposing to Adam, and I love Marion and Stuart. And by the way, did Marion and Stuart make it back to the party by the time the shooting happened?
No.
Oh, no.
No, right?
No,
we didn't see them.
So they safe. And someone else pointed out, so someone else pointed out via tweet, I believe, or some other type of electronic commentary, that there were only 6 bullets in that gun. It's like a pretty old-fashioned gun.
Right.
So there's only 6 people that could be dead. Really.
I know.
Unless other people died. Of...
And yesterday's show, was it, that he counted, they counted the bullets?
No, he put in 3. Didn't he put in 3?
I thought it was, I didn't think it was 6.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very puzzling, the ending. But, I mean, I suppose I understand it, but I feel like clever writers could figure out a way to explain, if the show goes online, clever writers could figure out a way to explain all the absences, because there's going to be a lot of people missing.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a full cast. It's just not going to happen. So, I don't know. But I don't want to down it too much, because I thought it was a really, really good
episode. It was a great week.
I'm ready
great
for
week.
My morning period.
Belén is a mourning. How do Puerto Ricans mourn, Mom?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just asking. I know we have open caskets.
We take pictures of people in the caskets.
We take pictures of dead people in caskets.
Están en luto. They wear black.
I'm going to get you a big black doily to put on your head. What else?
With the big letters, AMC.
There you go. Well, do you play sad music and stuff, too?
In some places, they start, no, they play happy music.
But I don't think the people
they
hear
have
you,
to have
no.
the rosarios afterwards.
The rosarios.
They have to pray the rosary for 7 days, and everybody has to have hot chocolate and cheese.
That sounds kind of great. I mourn a lot. I mourn quite often. Hot chocolate, cheese, and crackers.
Yeah, and it has to be chocolate Mendoza.
That's right, chocolate Mendoza.
I have to say one little thing, though. From the outside here, looking in at my three people who are so into all my children.
She's not that outside. She's so
wait
outside.
A minute, hold on. I'm feeling a sadness with the sad. I think that the last show was sad for them, and the last episode has to be sad for them. So they're feeling sad. That's all. It's done.
Can I ask a question, Mom?
What?
What's your point?
That it wasn't the way they wanted it to go out, the show.
The way we wanted it.
The way you wanted it.
No, it wasn't. But I have to say, for the most of it, you know, I did it. I think it did both. All right? I'm going to say it did both. It told a story. It kept the story on track. It wasn't just a reminiscing show. But it also had all the characters saying all the right things. Like, even in the beginning, you know, when Angie was talking to David and to Jesse about family and stuff like that. I mean, I thought that was beautiful. You know, I love when Marion and Stuart got together. I loved it. I just love David Canary. I love having all the
and
old
by the
players.
Way, I didn't realize how much I missed David Canary on the screen.
Isn't that true?
He's amazing.
When he was so happy to see Stuart, I mean, these actors are talking to a stand-in. They're talking to somebody who doesn't mean anything to them, probably, especially because now I'm sure they're using a different guy because they're in California now. So it just is, these actors are so amazing, and what we had on the show was so amazing, such a combination of such talent and such love, and just, it's just amazing to me. It's just such a sad sign of the time to see that this kind of storytelling that is going to be replaced by...
Achoo.
We don't say it. That's a bad word on this show, Titi Bellin.
Okay.
All right. Well, we won't say it.
We can't say
it. I will say this, though, that the writing, I just felt like on the edge of my seat the last few weeks.
Yes.
And it's a shame that they, you know, held out with the good writing until now. But it has made me even wanting more.
Yep.
Like, I want to see how it ends.
Well, I hope that Prospect Park, I've been a bit of a doubter myself. Not a hater, mind you, but a doubter.
Okay.
I've been a bit of a doubter. We will see. Let's hope that Prospect Park can continue our tradition online. That bitch, Julianne and Crap Brothers, is going to continue with the show. So I
she
know.
Is?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, you know, you all know how we feel. Even Cousin Chris knows.
I had to calm her down. Ashley was
upset. When I saw her on
the view,
I was pissed. I'm going to point something out to y'all. I don't know if you've noticed.
That vein right there started popping.
It's going to pop right now. I don't know if y'all noticed, but when at the view, the end of the view, they showed the cast's last day, the party, and Julianne and Crap Brothers did a little tribute. I'm going to tell you right now, every single one of those actors was looking at the floor. And they weren't looking at the floor because they were mourning. They're looking on that floor because they hate that bitch. That bitch ruined that show. They're laughing at me, but it's true. I'm pissed off because they know it. And I happen to know, and Jamie Giddens and all the folks at Daycom Confidential, they will back me up on this. That cast and crew hated that woman. They wanted her gone. She decimated the show. So I was so pissed. They put her on just to be nice, but... I don't know. Then Elizabeth had some question for her about being such a great producer or something like that. I wanted to...
What was her favorite
I wanted
episode?
To throw my chancleta at the TV, but it was my Titi Bellin's high-definition television. I don't want to ruin it. That was Uncle Ivan's TV, and I don't want to ruin that. If I was at home, it would have been... That chancleta would hit the screen when she said that.
Yeah, and that also kind of seemed like maybe she was putting that plug about J.R. Martinez because he's on Dancing with the Stars.
That could be true.
I used to see the glasses half full, but that seemed a little...
That's really ass too.
Thank you.
That is a very good point. Well, I don't want to leave on a low note because we've had a wonderful... Like, I mean, look at it. This last final episode of the show brought my family together on a weekday on a Friday. We're never together on a weekday on a Friday. It's amazing. I'm so happy that we had the opportunity to share this day together and to share all my children. It was such a good episode. Anybody have any final thoughts they want to share?
Yeah, everybody together.
Moms, come on now.
Well, Ashley, I want to know how you're feeling.
I'm feeling very, very sad. I think that, you know, it's nothing that I haven't said. Thank you for asking, Cousin Chris, over the years. It's nothing I haven't said. It's not that daytime doesn't work anymore. It's not that nobody's watching. It's that there's certain people were put in place that didn't want, that didn't care, that didn't value the genre, that had their own cockamamie ideas about how they were going to revolutionize television and put their stamp on it, and they killed the shows. So don't anybody believe that daytime drama doesn't work, because it works so well, so beautifully, when the right people are put in place and left alone to do what they do best. Write and make television.
Amen.
When these last months with Brian Franz didn't have nothing to do with All My Children, when he was working his fat ass on the Fat Chew, and he was putting all his attention to those piece of crap shows, he left our shows alone. And guess what? All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital have been the best they've ever been, because that bastard has left our show alone, our shows alone. So daytime works. The people who work for it are so talented and so dedicated and so amazing. We're so lucky that we had them in our lives all of these years. I know my mom's laughing. I'm trying to have a tender moment, and you're laughing. This is the story of our relationship, moms. Anyway, anyone else? Anyone else got anything? I'll get off my soapbox, Titi Bellin.
No.
Titi Bellin's crying. She's laughing and crying.
No, she's really gonna cry later.
She's gonna cry later. I can see it. We were crying the whole time we were watching. We were laughing and crying at the same time.
But
anyway,
it was a great day.
On Monday when she sees that fat bastard Mario Fatale.
Oh, no.
God. They're not used to me, my mouth. Sorry, mamas. If I was little and I was saying this stuff, I would get hot sauce in my mouth.
Pique.
I would get pique in my mouth. Right? And moms knew right where to put it. Right on the tip of the tongue. That's where it burnt the most.
That's where it burnt the most.
You got three screaming kids. Me, my brother, my sister, three screaming kids running to the sink. Me first. Get the water to cool off our mouth.
Oh,
the truth hurts, Ma.
This is
she wasn't watching All My Children because she was prepared.
This has to do with All My Children.
Listen, my mom's the best mom in the world. Don't y'all misunderstand me. She was the best moms in the world. It made me who I am.
It gave you character.
It gave me character and funny stories to tell to y'all here at the Pine Valley Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you to All My Children, to every single person at the show, for giving us all of these years of joy and laughter and entertainment and tears, and for bringing us together as a family, not on just this occasion, but on many, many occasions. We love you very much. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza, and this is my family, Mommy Gloria, Titi Bellin, and Cousin Chris. Say peace out, people.
Peace out.
All My Children forever.
We love you. And here's a little something just for you.
Okay, all right, fine. It's funny, you know, because at a time like this, there's always so much that you want to say. There's so many people that mean so much, and you can't find the words. But I've been thinking about it, and I've come up with three. Neighbors, family, and friends. I found all of them here. It's been my home. Best years of my life. Not to mention the beautiful woman standing beside me. Here's hoping she stays there. And then again, there are all these amazing people that should be here and aren't, that deserve to be here, that have meant so much, you know? And some of them, I'm sure, sooner or later, they're going to get around to buying a ticket home. And usually they do. And then there are others who sadly can't, you know? But, bet my life on one thing, that if they were all here, They would remind us what a miracle this place is.
Listen to me. I've been waiting for you for 24 years, through all the other men, all the other careers, all the family issues, the personal problems. And now you choose this producer, this screenwriter, this movie over me.
That's not true at all.
And my dear, dear friends, what would I do without you? Met you back in high school. Now we all have kids that said goodbye to high school a long time ago. How the hell did that happen, you know? But it's because of the love and the help of everybody. Everybody in this room. Because that's how Pine Valley works. Always has. Always will. Tragedy, triumph, we come together. I wish the rest of my kids were here to see this, you know, because this is something to remember, folks. We'll be talking about this for a long time. But then again, I always like to think that no matter what, my family and all my children are always with me. So here's how. What do you say?